WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The state senator representing Brazos County included an amendment in legislation that is on its way to the House that will limit tuition increases at public universities.
Charles Schwartner says he was pleased to see such strong support for his amendment that caps tuition increases to no more than 1% over the rate of inflation. That's in addition to tying future tuition increases to student performance. Schwartner says since tuition was deregulated 14 years ago, designated tuition rates have risen 256%. Senate Bill 19 does not apply to community colleges or the state's vocational technical schools. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It did not take long for the city of College Station crews to turn two intersections into all-way stops. The changes came less than 2 weeks after the city council gave its approval. Traffic engineer Troy Rother says where Graham crosses Alexandria and Schaefer, there had been 6 crashes in the last 3 years. Rother was asked about reducing the speed limit on Graham Road.
Best practice is to accept 15% of your traffic is going to speed. And setting that speed limit lower than that just means you're going to increase the number of speeders along that roadway. And the only way to get traffic to travel at that speed lower than what they feel comfortable driving is to put police officers out there.
The other new all-way stop is at Alexandria and Eagle, which, among other things, accommodates Creekview Elementary students crossing the street in the middle of the block. Repairs to the dam at Lake Bryan have gone so well that BTU, which owns the lake to cool water for power plants, has asked the state to consider the $3 million of work a permanent fix.
I would call it more than a formality. It is going to be a pretty complicated process.
BTU General Manager Gary Miller told the City Council during a recent workshop the state would also have to approve keeping the lake level 4 feet lower than currently required. Miller says anytime it rains, the state requires BTU to release an amount equal to rainfall that hits the lake, even though BTU most of the year has to pump water to keep enough in the lake. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has announced the recipients of the 13th Annual Tribute Luncheon that celebrates philanthropy in the region. Foundation President Patricia Gerling says this year's honorees, Gary Blair, Celia Goodhaddock, and Larry Hodges.
It's a wonderful occasion to honor the ongoing good works of civic leaders and volunteers such as Celia and Larry and Gary, and thank them for sharing their most generous time, talents, and resources in support of a better community here in the Brazos Valley.
Tickets for the April 24th fundraiser are available by contacting the foundation's office or going online to cfbv.org. For the first time, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan will be hosting a town hall combining phone calls with emails and social media.
It's an honor, obviously. Congressman Flores does a number of town halls in April, and I think this is the first one that he's done on the radio.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is hosting the April 20th event. Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Down says you can call, text, or email questions, then listen on WTAW or RadioAguilan.com or watch Flores on his Facebook Live page. Flores is also hosting telephone town halls on April 18th and 19th. You can register to participate by going to the congressman's website, flores.house.gov. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Hey, good morning. It's 610. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cold front slides off to the south and east this morning. We're sunny and breezy behind it, and the cloudiness will move to the south and east as well. Highs near 70 today, clear overnight, 45 to 50. High pressure controls the weather tomorrow. Bright sunshine, comfortable. A cool start, but we'll get to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy, cool again tomorrow night, down to close to 50. And then mostly sunny for Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon are going to be around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team earned a win over Dallas Baptist last night. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the win. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, the Astros took down the Mariners while the Rangers dropped another one to Cleveland. And in the NBA, the Mavs fell to the Kings while the Spurs bested the Grizzlies. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's great. Rangers off to a wonderful start.
Right.
Yeah, congratulations to them. So, how you like a day's difference? What did we hit? Maybe 90 yesterday.
It was pretty toasty.
Yeah, up there. Yeah,
yep. And we got northwest winds at 12 right now. It's 56, and they're going to get up to 30 miles an hour today out of the northwest.
Hold on to your hats.
A little breezy. Yeah, today would be a good kite flying day.
Ooh,
yeah, yeah. You want to go do that? Two sets of new parents surprised to learn their babies were part of kind of a Shakespearean connection at a Florida hospital just 2 weeks after another pair of infants had premiered as Romeo and Juliet on the same day as a hospital in South Carolina. Orlando newspaper says that Juliet Crouch was born Friday morning at the hospital in Northwest Orlando. Hours later, Romeo Kid made his debut. Hospital privacy laws almost kept the drama from being played out.
Ugh, darn HIPAA.
I know. A nurse asked Carolyn Kidd her baby's name and said a Juliet had been born earlier in the day. She couldn't tell them what room, of course, Juliet's parents were in. In spite of all those hospital rules, the two Florida families began searching for each other.
It was fate.
That's right. The nurses were overjoyed when Romeo's family met Juliet's family. Lots of pictures were snapped. And later in the day, the newspaper reported hospital officials dressed Romeo in a tuxedo and Juliet in a dress.
Star-crossed babies.
Pictures. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Couples promised to meet next year to celebrate their baby's first birthday.
How cute.
Turns out that the families apparently have a lot in common. Marie and Carolyn are each 32 years old and both have two-year-old daughters. The families live near each other as well. But you know, again, and it may be kismet, we don't know, but but it might not be. And then who has to decide to pull the plug on the relationship?
Right. Yeah. Like, okay, now this is awkward and we really don't want anything to do with you anymore.
We don't know you people at all.
Stop calling.
Yeah, the first birthday, fine, because, you know, the media was here for that. But
right.
Yeah, we might have to be busy next year.
Yeah.
And no, you can't know what my Twitter handle is. Yeah. And no, we're not going to text. No.
Information.
And let's not start with Facebook buddies right here at the beginning either. Let's kind of make a decision maybe later that that's what we want to do.
But they saw I'm online. Oh.
Or it's worse. The parents become best friends and then the kids hate each other when they grow up.
Yeah. Real life. Oh, it's Romeo and Juliet.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Wake up, take a deep breath, and start a brand new day. Without cigarettes.
We know how it feels to quit smoking. That's why we created the American Cancer Society's Quit for Lifeline, with the free tips, tools, and confidential counseling proven to help double your chances of quitting for good. Call toll-free 877-YES-QUIT. That's 877-YES-QUIT. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Good morning, it's 6:15, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in the Brazos Valley. All right, so here we go. It's 0405 today. It's the fifth day. It's Wednesday, day 95. We got 270 of them to go. Go for broke day. Go for broke day. National Raisin and Spice Bar Day.
Okay. I'm not sure very specific.
What that means exactly. Do we know what a raisin and spice bar is?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
Let's have a look here. All right. Observed annually on April the 5th, it's National Raisin and Spice Bar Day. Sometimes comfort foods come in the form of raisins and spice from our oven. Apparently, and they've got a picture of it. I mean,
does
I guess.
Does it look like a granola bar?
Yeah,
of sorts?
Except it's soft.
Right.
Won't break your teeth.
Okay.
And there's a recipe that's available apparently on a website if you want to go celebrate that. Again, a little esoteric. It's a National Walking Day. We probably will do that today. You may have already celebrated in some way. Go for broke day.
go for broke day.
Go
all
for
right.
Broke. It's then it's and I don't know how to pronounce this necessarily. It's C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
Ah,
it's a candy and a flavor.
It could be caramel.
Yeah.
Could be caramel.
Yeah, that's right.
Could be caramel?
Don't know.
Caramel?
Yep. The disappearance of... Actually, it says this word can acceptably be introduced, or rather pronounced in several different ways, including caramel and caramel. All right?
I think I just say caramel.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. The disappearance of the second syllable has pretty much made it what it is. So anyway, we're celebrating that day today. And it's also Deep Dish Pizza Day, marking the anniversary of the first Uno Pizza outside Chicago in 1979.
I'm back on my diet.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know, and I said, if you've had one at, you know, the original store, it takes a while, and it's a lot of bread. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, it is.
It's something to share with friends. And, how quaint, Rita Roadmap Day.
Aww.
Isn't that fun?
I would have a hard time finding a roadmap, I think, these days.
And then unfolding them. Yeah, the Texas Highway Department used to...
At least they don't yell at you. Rerouting.
You know,
rerouting.
You're right. It's exactly right.
But still, it's like easy, Magellan. I got my GPS here.
Take
it's
a U-turn.
Yeah. There is a better route.
The other day, using my GPS, I'm on a major highway in Houston, and it says... Prepare to park and walk to your destination.
Do what?
And I said, excuse me?
I don't think so.
And I was going towards a new store, which I guess just it hadn't been updated yet. So it had the address, which was correct. And it did bring me to the store. But instead of, you know, saying your destination is on your right, it was just... Prepare to park and walk to your destination.
Wow. Now, how new is the store? I mean, like a month old, or do you know?
You know, I'm not sure. It was the new. There's a Dick's Sporting Goods and a Golf Galaxy and a I think Field and Stream.
Okay.
All right there off of. I took 99 the tollway, and
right.
So you end up taking a right kind of towards Katy. It's right there in the Brookshire Katy area, and. I mean, but it's like a whole shopping center. I mean, there's other stores and restaurants. I don't know how long they've all been there, but it's right off of I-35, is that it, I guess?
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, and so I had just turned on to 35,
wouldn't be 35.
No, okay.
Because that's Houston.
10?
Yeah, 10, yeah, oh, could be that.
Sorry.
Could be 10. That's okay.
This
that's
is
right.
why I use my GPS.
That's right. That's, it just tells you how to get
but
there.
But it was the most bizarre thing.
Please, I've never heard that
and
before.
And I'm in the middle of a major highway.
Yeah, I've never heard
be prepared
park
to park and walk to your destination.
There you go. All right, let's do birthdays.
We do got some birthdays today. Lily James is 28, played Cinderella, and was in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Mm, okay.
That one. I didn't even know that came out.
Oh, yeah, a couple years ago.
Haley, did you read the book? Right,
okay. Haley Atwell is 35. She's the star of Marvel's Agent Carter on ABC and has played Peggy Carter in most of the Marvel movies that have come out. Tom Riley's 36, plays Leonardo da Vinci in the Star series Da Vinci's Demons. Pharrell is 44.
We're not
God,
playing the song
not
today.
Aged he
hasn't,
at
has
all.
He? Yeah, he looks like he could be 24.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he wears that hat, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Makes him look younger. Krista Allen is 46, played Jenna on Baywatch, and was also on Smallville, a couple other things. Paula Cole is 49, best known for the song I Don't Wanna Wait, which was the theme song for Dawson's Creek.
I don't wanna wait.
Okay. There you go,
for
that
our
one.
Lives to be over. Yep, got it.
Troy Gentry, the Gentry in Montgomery Gentry, is 50
okay.
today.
Ah, okay.
Christopher Reed is 53. You might better know him as Kid from Kid and Play. That's not Christopher Reeves, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
Mitch, you're going to have to help me with the pronunciation of this one. Uh-huh. Mitch Pileggi?
I think so.
All right, he's 65. Yep. He was the assistant director Skinner on The X-Files.
Right.
Max Gale is 74, played... Detective Wojo and Barney Miller.
And Little Else.
And Little Else. Yeah. Colin Powell is 80.
Oh, wow. 80. Cool. Gee,
yeah.
Whiz.
He's getting up there, yeah. And Roger Corman.
Made a movie
91.
Or two.
Yeah, made quite a few movies.
Dean Kamen. Dean Kamen is 66 today. You know who Dean Kamen is?
No.
Dean Kamen had, I don't know, maybe it was 7, 8 years ago. Mad longer than that. He said, I am going to revolutionize transportation as you know it in America. This invention will be iconic within 5 years. It was the Segway.
Ah.
Which, you see, I mean, they're around.
They're around. I wouldn't say iconic.
No, yeah, no, no.
Not everybody has one.
He believed that he was going to change the way people moved, their mobility system with the Segway. And again, it's done all right, and it has its place. But, yeah, most folks ain't parking them in the garage, right? Yeah, it's 622.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It seems that Obama's former national security advisor and BFF, Susan Rice, is doing what she knows best, lying. Who could forget days after the Benghazi terror attacks in September of 2012? Remember, she made all the rounds, the 5 talk shows, and lied to the American people, claiming the attack was a result of a demonstration in response to a YouTube video. Well, yesterday, bombshell report from Bloomberg's Eli Lake revealing that Susan Rice made dozens of requests seeking to unmask the identities of Donald Trump associates identified in raw intelligence reports. And according to Lake, the reports contained valuable political information on the Trump transition. Interestingly enough, though, Susan Rice, when interviewed by PBS just a couple of weeks ago, oh, I know nothing about this. Well, I agree with former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova. It's time for Rice to get a good lawyer.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
5 times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had 5 times more winners, or a Sunday with 5 times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes 5 times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It's clear the way that we get information, the way we watch our entertainment has changed. Suddenly it makes it even easier for you now than ever before. They've got their award-winning TiVo HD DVR, which gives you the power, the control over when to watch your shows and what you want to watch. If there's shows out there that you heard of and you want to capture, you can go look at them and decide whether you want to continue to do that. Also, it's easy to switch over from live TV to Netflix with your TiVo DVR. You can see those movies, original documentaries that are on Netflix. And also, there's Suddenlink To Go, the app that lets you take those shows with you no matter where you want to go. And there are over 400,000 titles for you to watch at any time. It is your choice. And right now, you can get the power. It's easier than ever. Sign up for Suddenlink's Triple Play today for just $79.99 a month. You'll get fast 50-meg internet, TV, and up to 200 channels, and phone. All of that. You call 877-694-9474 today or stop by the local office, which is located at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan. It's a limited-time offer. Prices exclude taxes, fees, and surcharges. Restrictions could apply. See suddenlink.com for more details on the offer.
Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, stocks were able to finish with some modest gains today. The Dow up 39, the NASDAQ up just under 4, while the S&P was up by a point. Strong day for Tesla Motors, the electric car maker posting a record high close today, closing at $303.70 an ounce. That's after it was reported that Tesla's market capitalization has now surpassed Ford. Tesla now the number two car company in the United States. Some other stocks in focus today included graphics chipmaker NVIDIA. They came under some significant pressure today. That drop coming after Pacific Crest Securities lowered its rating on the company's stock to underweight from sector weight. Shares of L Brands also in focus after the parent company of Victoria's Secret had its rating downgraded by Citi. The company's stock was downgraded to neutral from buy. And House Speaker Paul Ryan said today that talks about reviving the Republican bill to repeal and replace Obamacare are ongoing, but he did note that discussions are in the conceptual stage. And that is Your Money Now.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized plush Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Each plush animal Easter basket comes filled with free candy and a free stuffed bunny, all for $19.99. Plus, you can have it personalized with any name for free. To get this special Easter deal, go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 0200. That's personalcreations.com, secret code 0200.
Well, I always love a good stupid criminal story because it always makes me laugh. And honestly, I'm not sure these two guys are criminal masterminds that we have to worry about. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Well, a 20-year-old guy named Alfonso Rodriguez just got out of jail after doing time for kidnapping and assault charges. He needed to pick up his ankle monitor from the courthouse last Thursday, and he got his 19-year-old friend, John Benavides, to drive him. There was just one problem. They didn't have any way to get there. A pretty normal problem. But their solution may have left something to be desired. They stole a car. Yes, they took a stolen car to go pick up an ankle monitor. The cops got a LoJack alert from that car, and when they tracked it, they realized it was parked outside the courthouse. Both guys were arrested on car theft charges because, of course, they were. The good news is, chances are, none of us will do anything that stupid today. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Wow, that's outstanding. Hall of Fame. 628, let's do some weather, brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Wow, a little bit of change in the weather, huh? It was breezy out of the south yesterday. It's going to be breezy out of the northwest today. 74 will be our high temperature. We'll have some sunshine out there, but winds increase this afternoon, 15 to 20, maybe gusting as high as 30 miles an hour again out of the northwest. 47 for a low temperature tonight. Then tomorrow, 76 is our high for Thursday. Winds won't be nearly as gusty as they are today, but they still will be out of the northwest. So that'll moderate temperatures a little bit. About 79 for Friday. Then Saturday and Sunday, great for parents' weekend at A&M. Got a high temperature right around 80-degree mark. Right now, winds are out of the northwest at 12. We've got fair skies in 56.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Warneman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
How many times have you heard that if you work hard, you can be whatever you want to be? Well, maybe. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You've heard this all your life. You can be anything you want if you aim high and work hard.
But that's a lie. You can't be anything you want to be in this world. At the same time, you have far more potential than you know.
Larry Ackerman, author of the book The Identity Code.
And that potential is held in your identity. And once you crack the code, you begin to see where you really can go and what does make sense for you. And you let go of many of the things that perhaps you've told yourself you have to do. You have to be a successful lawyer or banker. No, you don't.
So how do you determine that? Well, Larry sets forth a set of questions to ask yourself, like, who am I, what makes me special, and is there a pattern to my life?
It's the pattern that comes when you understand the achievements of your life. They could be tiny little things, they could be big things. I mean, remember when I was in second grade, I was creating little bears out of clay. And for some reason, that has always stuck with me as a very proud moment in my life. Well, there are many such moments in one's life, and when you aggregate them and look at them, there's always a theme, no matter how random they may seem to be over the course of 10, 20, or even 40 years. Understanding that theme is what reveals the pattern.
So it may be worth taking a moment to figure out what your identity is, as Larry defines it.
Identity, very simply defined, is the unique characteristics that help us understand our potential for creating value in this world.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. No news is considered good news by those monitoring repairs at the Lake Bryan Dam since a crack was first discovered in December 2015. BTU uses the lake water for cooling power plants. General Manager Gary Miller told the City Council at a recent workshop that there have been no problems since fixing the crack, adding berms, and lowering the level of the lake.
We're very hopeful that the TCEQ will allow this to be sort of a permanent solution and we don't have to go in there and do anything else. We have instrumentation that monitors whether there's movement, and we're paying very close attention to that.
Miller says BTU has asked the state to allow the lake to remain 4 feet lower than currently required. To make up the difference of less water being released from the dam, BTU would release an equal amount of treated wastewater. Less than 2 weeks following College Station City Council action, two more intersections are now all-way stops. Traffic engineer Troy Rother told the council that one of those intersections, where Graham crosses Schaefer and Alexandria, would be converted in the future to a roundabout.
Eventually, the volumes meet a signal warrant, and the volumes that we would have at this intersection would be heavy in the morning and possibly at noon and then in the evening. So you would potentially need a signal for 3 or 4 hours of a 24-hour day, and the rest of the hours you wouldn't need it, but a roundabout could accommodate the traffic flow and be less maintenance.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick said she would take up roundabouts in future meetings of the city's Transportation Advisory Committee. The council also approved an all-way stop at Eagle and Alexandria, a ban on U-turns on Welburn at the Harvey Mitchell Parkway interchange, a ban on parking standing and stopping along Gilcrest near Williams, and removed parking along Luther Street West between Harvey Mitchell and Marion Pugh. The state Senate has passed legislation that will limit future tuition increases at public universities.
Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner says he added an amendment that passed by a 20-11 margin that limits future increases to no more than 1% over the rate of inflation. Senate Bill 19 also ties future increases to student performance. Schwertner says he wants to stop what he calls skyrocketing costs. Senator says since tuition was deregulated in 2003, the cost of higher education has more than doubled, and designated tuition has risen 256%. SB 19 applies only to the state's four-year universities, not to community colleges and vocational technical schools. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The latest honor for Chuck Norris has come from the Texas Senate.
The 77-year-old star of Walker, Texas Ranger was born in Oklahoma but has lived in Texas. Norris has campaigned for many Texas Republicans, including U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Governor Greg Abbott. Norris and his wife appeared in the Senate chamber today to accept the honor. Norris is the subject of online jokes attributing superhuman strength and impossible feats to him. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
The 13th annual fundraiser to raise operating funds for the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will be held April 24th. Foundation President Patricia Gerling says this year's tribute luncheon honorees are Celia Good Haddock, Larry Hodges, and Gary Blair.
The Community Foundation is a nonprofit organization that works with businesses, donors, and nonprofit organizations here to establish charitable endowments that provide permanent funding sources to support the good works here in our community.
Tickets for the luncheon, which celebrates philanthropy in the Brazos Valley, are available online at cfbv.org or by contacting the foundation office. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has announced three town hall gatherings later this month. Two of them will be by telephone. The third will be at Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Downs says the April 20th town hall will combine traditional broadcast with social media.
We're lucky here that we have the ability to have a special email address, question@wtaw.com, that will come straight to his desk here. And also we have the text, voicemail, and the telephone. So people will be able to ask questions in just about every possible way that you can ask a question this day and age.
Flores encourages those who want to participate in the telephone town halls on April 18th and 19th to register by going to his website, flores.house.gov. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 56 degrees. You can text us right now, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Whatever you do for a living, chances are you think you're the best person for the job.
Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 17th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ.
Ephesians 4:32 reads, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Jude verse 3 tells us to earnestly contend for the faith. Obviously, we want to do both. At the BCS Church of Christ, we strive to remain kind and forgiving, while at the same time never compromising the truth or endorsing error. It is possible to both love people and hate sin. In fact, Matthew 22 verse 39 instructs us to love our neighbor, and Psalms 119 verse 104 says that we are to hate every false way, and so we must love people enough to help them out of their sin. Was Jesus kind? Of course. Did Jesus overlook sin? Never. Let us do the same. The Bible Minute has been brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. See our website, bcschurchofchrist.com, for more.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, it's 6:40. Let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Leaders in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A cold front will move east of the area this morning. It's going to usher in some very nice weather over the next several days. We'll have sunshine and breezy conditions today. Any clouds move out, it's definitely cooler, highs near 70. Clear tonight, we're down to 45 to 50. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, a little bit milder than today. Highs will be near 75. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, lows near 50. It'll be sunny on Friday. Temperature's going to be back up around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the Aggie baseball team's win over Dallas Baptist last night. Meanwhile, A&M senior Lyndon Victor adds a few more awards to his resume for A&M track and field. And in Major League Baseball, the Rangers season isn't off to a very good start as they fell once again to Cleveland. Meanwhile, the Astros won their second game with Seattle. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. All right, so there's a guy named Bobby Rush, and he's a Chicago or an Illinois now congressman, been a state senator, buddy of former President Obama, African-American gentleman. He is all over Jeff Sessions because what Jeff Sessions has decided to do is review reform agreements that were made by the Justice Department during the Obama administration that forced police officers to be under far more scrutiny. The Trump administration's goals are pretty much to promote officer safety and morale. And so because of this review, Bobby Rush's head is exploding now. He says, "I'm here today. I'm just beside myself. I'm angry. I'm so just fed up. This attorney general has retreated so very, very far from the high ideals of American justice." We haven't, and it's my fault, it's the 4th of April, and we haven't looked to see how many people have killed one another in Chicago so far this year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've been slacking on our tally.
Sorry, which is where Bobby Rush is from.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't know. I'm thinking if I was a police officer in Chicago, I don't want to go on any call. You know what I mean? At some point, it gets to be a really bad situation. And I'm not saying all the cops are good. But for Bobby Rush's head to explode over something like this is, it's Bobby Rush being Bobby Rush, I guess.
Yeah.
White House said yesterday that President Trump will put pressure on Xi Jinping. He's the Chinese president who's coming to visit. Now, I noticed that Mr. Trump has him going to Florida, going to be down at the resort this weekend, okay? Actually, I guess the talks start tomorrow. But I don't think that the president of China is a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe they'll sit outside and have drinks with umbrellas
tea.
In them. Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Is the Donald very good at golf? I mean, I know he plays a lot, but maybe he could establish some dominance by, you know, showing his game out
well,
there.
Well, we did ping pong diplomacy during the Nixon administration, so maybe we could
there
do some golf diplomacy. We'll see. Did you see where the president has said he's going to donate his first quarter salary, $78,000, to the National Park Service? That's good.
Yeah.
You know, that'll work out all right. Oh, we'll talk to Congressman Flores in about an hour. So the president, I mean, he was preaching to the choir yesterday. He was addressing the National American Building Trades Union.
Okay.
I mean, he's a builder dude, so those are builder dudes and dudettes. And so as a result, he's talking about how together we're going to rebuild our nation. And I forget, what did he say, like $11 billion that he's going to have for infrastructure or
sounds
something
right.
like that.
Yeah.
So that'll be, you know, that'll be good.
Yeah.
So that's our serious news. Now for our fun news.
Oh.
Yay.
Yeah, let's head to Austin.
Okay.
You see, there's this thing called the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
TABC.
Don't know if you've ever heard of them. They have some interesting laws that have been, you know, come over time. Now, the TABC is overseen by a 3-member board. And it's not unusual for boards to go someplace else to have their meetings. At one time, I had a good friend who was on the, he was on a board that oversees a river, which is nearby here.
Okay.
Without saying names.
Right.
And so I was talking to him. We were neighbors. And I said, so how's it going? Well, great. He said, we've got a river nearby here board meeting this weekend. I said, well, that's kind of fun. Where's that going to be? The Hotel Del Coronado.
Oh.
Which is off the coast at San Diego.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right.
And we just kind of looked at each other, and I shook my head, and he smiled. And, you know, so there are benefits sometimes to being on these boards. Well, the jet set and brass of the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, which apparently has spent tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars.
Let me know where they went.
Okay, attending meetings and hosting conferences that featured open bars, mariachis, and square dancers, and largely paid for with liquor industry money.
Oh.
What in the world could be wrong with that? It is a 3-member board.
Three.
Yep, three.
But they need a mariachi band?
Of course they do.
To meet?
Now, three people who know how to party.
I have to
obviously.
Tell you. Now, some of this, and the picture was great. This story broke in late March in Texas Tribune. And they actually put together a graphic that shows them in an airplane, okay? Has the pit, their smiling faces. One of them is holding a Lone Star beer in their hand. The other has, they photoshopped a 6-pack in his hand. And it says, here we come, California, NCSLA 2015.
Oh.
With one of them going, woohoo.
Oh.
Yeah, so that somehow made it out, and you know, now the TABC is having to explain.
Yes.
Yeah.
State controllers' records show the Alcoholic Beverage Commission had spent at least $85,000 on out-of-state travel since the 2011 fiscal year. Almost $17,000 has been paid for registration and membership fees for the same period. So, yeah, they're kind of spending.
They're not supposed to party,
well,
you know?
But look, who better? They need to understand.
They're just doing research.
That's
right.
Exactly right. There needs to be in-depth research on exactly how partying should occur.
On binge drinking and liquor rules.
And who better than the liquor industry to pay for it
so
that the TABC can understand it.
There
you go. So that's the fun news.
But
that's what they're doing.
You know, it's going to be like, let's get down to business. All right. Can we come to a solution? No. All right. Let's party.
Yeah.
Pop open another.
That's right. And what they'll do is they'll pass some rule and maybe it'll be signed into law and it'll work for about 6 years until people aren't paying attention again.
Yep.
And then they'll be at it.
Mm-hmm. Then they'll need another conference.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 8th, it's aquatic weed control. Identification, product selection, and application are important in developing the best control strategy. We'll discuss them all this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Our landscapes reflect our personalities. If you're a cheerful soul with a happy outlook on life, let your landscape show it. If you're happy and you know it, let your landscape show it. Go out of your way to bring your loves and your dreams into your gardens. Put a little magic in your landscape. I'll be back with details right after this message. There's a lot of talk these days about Made in America. Well, let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for more than 85 years. It's Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings. They're made right here by people who care about quality, both in materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home or a custom steel building or even a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the USA, and with 33 branches for sales and service, there's certain to be a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller for metal buildings or roofing, you're choosing the best quality products and you're supporting local jobs and local families, ordinary hard-working folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, more than 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. Visit MuellerInc.com or go to one of the 33 locations. That's MuellerInc.com. Mueller, made in America, made to last. Okay, so you're trying to put a little of your own personality, a little magic into your landscape. One of the ways to do so is to include color in your garden design. You can buy instant color in any garden center in town. Large potted transplants and flowering hanging baskets can be used for spots of sudden color. Buy 4-inch potted transplants in full bud, preferably not yet in bloom for most types. They will establish most quickly and give you the best possible show. Encourage them to grow and flourish by fertilizing and water them regularly. And, of course, start out with really great soil when you plant them. Then, when they're tired and almost finished, pull them out. Replace them with the next round of bloomers. You want to put one or two pieces of garden art in strategic spots in your landscape. It may be nothing more than a birdbath or a sundial, or it could be a decorative trellis or street lamp. Be sure it fits into its surroundings, both in terms of scale and feel. Buy for quality, and in most cases, buy for simplicity. If you collect things, put that collection to work in your landscape. Maybe it's weather vanes, or perhaps it's rustic, handcrafted bird feeders. Unless they're very valuable, put them all out to enjoy. Landscape lighting gives a second entire look to your garden. In fact, many times you hardly recognize it as being the same garden area when it's cloaked in night lighting. Professional lighting engineers know how to highlight the most important accent points of your plantings. If you're doing a small landscaping project, do it yourself. But if you're doing something more involved, consider hiring a pro. Either way, it takes very little time to make a major change in your landscape's appearance after the sun goes down. You want to watch for ideas in landscaping embellishments. As you drive around town, there is no license, there's no permission required on creativity. When you see things you really like, see if they would fit into your garden. Take photos of them, take them home, and employ those great ideas. Good ideas are just passed along from gardener to gardener, and you can do some wonderful things to bring that magic into your landscape. After all, it needs to reflect your personality. When we give you landscaping advice, it's nothing more than advice. You can choose to accept it or reject it. Your landscape needs to be a part of you. I'm Neil Sperry. Getting growing in ground covers will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports at 6:52. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team defeated the Dallas Baptist Patriots 7-3 last night on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the win.
Well, really proud of our team. I mean, like you said, I mean, you come off an emotional weekend. You don't know what you're going to get on Tuesday. Thought we were very professional. Doc Zachas gave us a great performance. And, you know, I thought he pitched as good as he's pitched all year. 3 pitches for a strike. And each guy we went to off him with traffic on the bases got us off the field and did a really nice job. Case and Sherrod. Kaylor Chafin. We got Turner Larkins back, and Mitchell Kilcaney came in and finished it there. But, you know, we attacked strike zone. We didn't give away free base runners. We took care of the baseball, and you only give up, you give up three home runs, but you win going away. We did a lot of great things tonight offensively. Got some sack bunts down and moved some runners and got some big hits.
Next up, the 11th-ranked Auburn Tigers travel to College Station for a three-game set beginning on Friday with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. And you can hear all the games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the 5th-ranked A&M softball team welcomes McNeese State to the Aggie Softball Complex tonight. First pitch is at 6:30 p.m. and you can catch that action on Willie 1550. In A&M men's tennis, the team maintained the number 7 ranking in yesterday's edition of the Oracle ITA Collegiate Tennis Division I National Team Rankings. Riding a 9-match SEC winning streak, the Maroon and White improved to 16-4 this season with a 9-0 SEC record after tallying wins over Ole Miss and Arkansas last weekend. Meanwhile, the A&M soccer team wraps up their spring schedule tomorrow as they host the Houston Dash of the National Women's Soccer League in an 8 p.m. contest at Ellis Field. The Aggies have been impressive this spring, outscoring opponents 22-0. In A&M track and field, after breaking a collegiate record in the decathlon to win the Texas Relays and earning recognition as the top individual at the meet, senior Lyndon Victor was awarded the Men's National Athlete of the Week honor by the Track and Field Coaches Association yesterday and was also named the SEC Field Athlete of the Week. In Major League Baseball,
the 2-2 pitch, Gallo a swing and a miss, and the ball game's over. High fastball at 93. Allen strikes out Odor, Profar, and Gallo with the tying run at second to end the game.
Carlos Santana led off with a home run. Carlos Carrasco struck out 7 in his first start since breaking a bone in his right hand last season, and the Cleveland Indians held on for a 4-3 victory over the Texas Rangers last night. The final game of the series is tonight at 7. Pregame will be at 6:30, and you can catch the game over on The Zone. Meanwhile, in Houston,
yeah, tried to hold up. He went around. Astros win. 2-1 victory. The Astros start out 2017 with a 2-0 start.
Brian McCann and Marwin Gonzalez homered to back a solid start by Lance McCullers and help the Houston Astros to a 2-1 win over the Seattle Mariners last night. Game 3 with the Mariners is tonight at Minute Maid Park. First pitch is set for 7:10 p.m. In the NFL, Tony Romo is retiring from the Dallas Cowboys to replace another former quarterback in Phil Sims as lead analyst for CBS. Here's Romo on the decision.
I didn't come to this conclusion lately. My wife would tell you that we've had a lot of late nights and time going back and forth on a lot of different things, and it was nice to have some clarity recently.
CBS announced yesterday that Romo will be paired with Jim Nance on Thursday night and Sunday games next season. In the NBA, Ben McLemore scored 21 of his 22 points in the second half to lead 6 players in double figures, and the Sacramento Kings beat the Dallas Mavericks 98-87 last night. Meanwhile, in San Antonio, Kawhi Leonard had 32 points and 12 rebounds, and the San Antonio Spurs rallied in the final seconds of regulation before beating the Memphis Grizzlies 95-89 in overtime last night. And finally, last night, out on the ice, the Dallas Stars beat the Arizona Coyotes 3-2. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Doesn't take long for mosquitoes to settle in. Takes a little bit of rain, some standing water, and before you know it, you have yourself a problem. And you want to be outdoors as much as you can. You don't want the mosquitoes controlling your environment. So ABC Home and Commercial Services is here to help you fight back. Let them show you what kind of systems that they can put in to help you with mosquitoes. They have this mosquito misting system. If you've invested in nice landscaping and a nice yard, you want to be able to enjoy it. So, again, don't let the mosquitoes, the nuisance of them, the health risk of them, keep you from being able to go outside. The ABC system is a proven mosquito system that automatically sprays a fine mist of natural insecticide at preset times each day, kills mosquitoes in your entire yard, plus it allows for additional applications on demand. You'll have a handheld remote that you can use, plus the good guys at ABC Home and Commercial Services will show you how all the system works and make sure that it's working right. Let Bobby Jenkins, class of 81, help you out. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July the 5th.
Just point, click, permit, tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for six nights of free entertainment at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater for the City of Cold Station Starlight Music Series. The first concert is Saturday, April 8th, featuring Texas Unlimited Band with special guest Rosie Flores. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. Bring your own refreshments. Glass containers are not allowed. Coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, April 8th at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit csTX.gov/starlight.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Good morning. About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Audible Hearing Centers and WTAW want to help you hear clearly. We've partnered with Audible Hearing Centers in Bryan, so that one listener can win a complete hearing aid system. So if you've been told that the radio is too loud or you have to repeat yourself over and over again because you can't hear what people are saying to you, then register. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. All right, so they're going to put a new label on Coca-Cola in China.
Okay.
And it's going to have a picture of Warren Buffett on the cans.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do they know who Warren Buffett is?
Well, I don't know. Coke got permission from him to put his image on there. Reportedly, he has a huge fan base in China.
Okay. So I guess they do.
See how that works out for him. All right. It's 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.